was supposed to be at 7 p.m. on Thursday, but after I indicated that I was against overriding the tax cap and wanted to rescind the entire budget, they moved the meeting to 1 p.m. They knew I couldn't be there due to work, end quote. The announcement of the emergency meeting, called Thursday morning, was posted on the door to Town Hall. No notices were placed on the town's website or Facebook page, and to date, there is no 2023 budget information available at townofcairo.com. Under state law, local governments must keep the annual tax levy increase at or below the cap or adopt a local law to override the cap. In October, the Cairo Town Board conducted the required public hearing in anticipation of adopting a local law.
Hi, this is Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alaysia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. And we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man.
We'll be right back.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson. And every week, I'm joined by young people ages 8 to 20, and we talk about books. Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things. But unfortunately, my co-hosts Fatia, Georgia, and Amelia could not make it this week, so I am going to do the show by myself. And I thought, since we're nearing the end of the year and the start of the new year, that I would highlight some upcoming books for youth that I think sound really great and that I'm looking forward to keeping my eye on. So I picked out a handful of upcoming releases from 2023, from the first quarter of the year, maybe first half in some cases. We'll see how far I get into the year. But I'm going to share some upcoming releases that I think sound really promising that maybe you too would like to keep your eye out for. So first up is a book coming out in January, at the very end of January, by Ronald L. Smith, and it is called Where the Black Flowers Bloom. I'll read the description. A gripping, richly imagined, African-inspired fantasy in which a black girl finds her power and saves her people from evil, by the Coretta Scott King John Steptoe New Talent Award-winning author of Black Panther, The Young Prince. In the land of El Kebulon, 12-year-old Asha is an orphan raised by Madame S., the proprietor of a traveling carnival. When Madame S. is attacked by ghoulish creatures, she manages to tell Asha before she dies, "Seek the underground kingdom, where the black flowers bloom." Asha doesn't understand the mysterious words, but they launch her onto a page-turning quest to protect her people
and stop an ancient evil. Along the way, she uncovers shocking secrets about the family she never knew and begins to find her place in the world as she discovers her own untapped powers. I've heard a lot of wonderful things about Ronald L. Smith's books. I've had one of them on my to-read list since it came out back in 2015, and I've just been taking way too long to get to it. But his book, Hoodoo, came out in 2015, and then, as noted in the description, Black Panther, The Young Prince came out in 2018, and he's had a couple publications since then as well. But I think this sounds really great, really powerful. Look forward to checking it out. The next book I want to highlight is a book from the Rick Riordan Presents imprint, and this one is by Stacy Lee, who I've only read one book by, and I loved it. I read it earlier this year and talked about it on the show, The Luck of the Titanic. She frequently writes historical fiction about Chinese American characters. And this, I believe, is one of her, I think most of her books are for teens, but this one is middle grade, and I will read the description. Best-selling author Rick Riordan presents best-selling author Stacy Lee's modern reimagining of a classic Chinese folktale replete with magic, boba, and lots of trash talking. 12-year-old Winston Chu is supposed to learn impulse control at the cooking academy his mom enrolled him in. But learning to think before he acts won't happen overnight. While skateboarding home with a pie in hand, Winston inadvertently stops a robbery at Mr. Pang's Whimsies, an oddities shop in Chinatown. As a reward, Mr. Pang invites Winston to choose any item in the store. But the strange old man warns Winston to browse carefully, for the first thing Winston touches will be the thing he gets. Before Winston can decide, a magpie flies under a shelf and he impulsively grabs an old broom to sweep it out. Mr. Pang hands him the broom, along with a dustpan. 2 for 1. Congratulations. Deflated, Winston returns home, determined to put the broom incident behind him, or at least in the closet. But when some of his most beloved possessions go missing, all Winston can think about are the broom and dustpan. Did they somehow take his stuff? And what or who will they dispose of next? It's time to break into Mr. Pang's Whimsies, where clearly there's more going on than meets the far-seeing eyeball. It's time to fight magic with magic, and this time Winston better have a plan. This sounds very different than the book that I read, but also very exciting and adventurous and with an interesting lead character. So, curious to check it out. And that is scheduled for release on February 7th, 2023. So keep an eye out for that one too. The next book I want to highlight is a middle grade novel by Kelly Yang, and it is coming out at the end of February. Kelly Yang wrote the series that starts with Front Desk, which I loved, which is a middle grade series. And this is a new one that appears so far to be a standalone, but I don't know if that will change over time. So here's the description for Finally Seen. From the New York Times bestselling author of Front Desk comes a gripping middle grade novel about a young girl who leaves China to live with her parents and sister after 5 years apart, and learns about family, friendship, and the power of being finally seen. My sister got to grow up with my parents. Me? I grew up with postcards from my parents. When 10-year-old Lena Gao steps off the plane in Los Angeles, it's her first time in America and the first time seeing her parents and her little sister in 5 years. She's been wanting for this moment every day while she lived with her grandmother in Beijing, getting teased by kids at school who called her left behind girl. Finally, her parents are ready for her to join their fabulous life in America, except it's not exactly like in the postcards. One, school's a lot harder than she thought. When she mispronounces some words in English on the first day, she decides she simply won't talk, ever again. Two, her chatty little sister has no problem with English and seems to do everything better than Lena, including knowing exactly the way to her parents' hearts. Three, they live in an apartment, not a house like in Mom's letters, and they owe a lot of back rent from the pandemic, and Mom's plan to pay it back sounds more like a hobby than a moneymaker. As she reckons with her hurt, Lena tries to keep a lid on her feelings, both at home and at school, When her teacher starts facing challenges for her latest book selection, a book that deeply resonates with Lena, it will take all of Lena's courage and resilience to get over her fear in order to choose a future where she's finally seen. So this book seems like it covers a lot in 304 pages. And I know that some of Kelly Yang's books have been targeted by challenges, with a big rise in challenges that highlight anything around, seeming around people of color in the United States facing any kind of hardship. So it's interesting that that is a part of the story and one of the challenges that is faced in this story. But I think it sounds like a really interesting immigrant story, especially since she is a young person who is coming later than her parents and later than her sister in particular, her younger sister. So the challenges of having a sibling who's younger than you, who is succeeding in something at a faster pace because they've been there longer. So definitely want to check this one out. I still have to finish the series that started with Front Desk. I've read the first two in that series. So going to have to finish that one first, perhaps. We'll see. There's time for all of it, right? Time for all the books. The next book that I wanted to highlight is coming out in the middle of March, March 21st. And it is by Rajani LaRocca, who lives across the border in Western Mass and writes books for children of all ages, from picture books to novels. And this one is called Mirror to Mirror. Here's the description. Rajani LaRocca, recipient of the Newbery Honor and Walter Award for Red, White, and Whole, is back with an evocative novel in verse about identical twin sisters who do everything together until external pressures threaten to break them apart. Maya is the pragmatic twin, but her secret anxiety threatens to overwhelm her. Chaya is the outgoing twin. When she sees her beloved sister suffering, she wants to tell their parents, which makes Maya feel completely betrayed. With Maya shutting her out, Chaya makes a dramatic change to give her twin the space she seems to need. But that's the last thing Maya wants, and the girls just drift further apart. The once close sisters can't seem to find their rhythm, so they make a bet. They'll switch places at their summer camp, and whoever can keep the ruse going longer will get to decide where they both attend high school, the source of frequent arguments. But stepping into each other's shoes comes with its own difficulties, and the girls don't know how they're going to make it. This emotional lyrical story will speak to fans of Ali Benjamin, Padma Venkatraman, and Jasmine Warga. That's a nice group of authors there too. But I think this sounds really fun, and not just fun. The summer camp part seems fun, but I also love that it's a verse novel. I love that it has some South Asian representation. I love that it is a story about twin sisters, and perhaps it'll be told from both perspectives. So I'm really looking forward to checking this one out, and that'll be coming out at the end of March. The next book I want to highlight is a graphic novel called Parachute Kids, and it's by Betty C. Tang. And I've never actually read anything from Betty, at least that I can recall. But she does have a number of books out, and I've heard that this is going to be a really good one. So here's the description. From New York Times bestselling comic artist Betty C. Tang comes an extraordinary story filled with humor and heart about three kids living on their own as undocumented new immigrants, inspired by the author's childhood experiences as a parachute kid. A dream trip to America turns into a nightmare. Feng Li can't wait to discover America with her family. But after an action-packed vacation, her parents deliver shocking news. They are returning to Taiwan and leaving Feng Li and her older siblings in California, on their own. Suddenly, the three kids must fend for themselves in a strange new world and get along, starting a new school, learning a new language, and trying to make new friends while managing a household is hard enough, but bro and sis's constant bickering makes everything worse. Thankfully, there are some hilarious moments to balance the stress and loneliness. But as tensions escalate and all three kids get tangled in a web of bad choices, can Feng Li keep her family together? So again, this one is a new one to me. The artwork that I've seen so far looks great. I think the story sounds really interesting and unique. and looking to check this out, see if I find a new graphic novel artist that I want to follow. And that'll be coming out on April 4th. So we have to wait a little bit longer for that one. And then the final one that I'll share today, we have to wait the longest for. That one's coming out May 9th, but it sounds so good that I wanted to shout it out on the radio. So this one is called Grounded, and it's by Aisha Saeed, S.K. Ali, Jamila Tompkins Bigelow, and Huda El-Marashi. So it's a multiple author book, which I often love. So here's the description for this one. Four kids meet at an airport for one unforgettable night in this middle grade novel by four best-selling and award-winning authors. When a thunderstorm grounds all flights following a huge Muslim convention, four unlikely kids are thrown together. Feek is stuck babysitting his younger sister, but he'd rather be writing a poem that's good enough for his dad, a famous poet and rapper. Hannah is intent on finding a lost cat in the airport, and also on avoiding a conversation with her dad about him possibly remarrying. Sammy is struggling with his anxiety and worried that he'll miss the karate tournament that he's trained so hard for. And Nora has to deal with the pressures of being the daughter of a prominent congresswoman when all she really wants to do is make fun knock-knock videos. These kids don't seem to have much in common. Yet. Told in alternating points of view, Grounded tells the story of one unexpected night that will change these kids forever. So I'm very much looking forward to this book. I've read books by Aisha Saeed, and I've heard really great things about books by the other authors, but I don't think I've read anything by them. Maybe some picture books. Yeah, I've read some picture books by the authors, but I haven't read their teen or middle grade titles. But I know at least two of these authors also worked on a compilation of stories called Once Upon an Eid that my niece really loved. And anyways, it just sounds like a fun setting, I like the different perspectives, and presumably we'll have some connections with all the characters. But yeah, sounds great. That's Grounded by Aisha Saeed, S.K. Ali, Jamila Tompkins Bigelow, and Huda El-Marashi. And it's coming out May 9th. Also right around that time, we're getting really excited at Bound by Books for the return of the Hudson Children's Book Festival. We'll be coming back for the first time since pre-pandemic. And we can't wait. It's such a great festival. Get to see all of our author and illustrator friends and meet some new author and illustrator friends. And there's lots of great different organizations come. There's activities and giveaways. And it's just really fun to see everyone there excited about books and literature and art. And it's wonderful. So we hope you'll save the date. That's the first Saturday in May at the Hudson City School District at the junior senior high school. But yeah, those are some of the books I'm really excited to read in the new year. If you think they sound exciting too, be sure to put them on your to-read list. Keep an eye out for them at the library or at your favorite bookstore. And yeah, get excited for reading in the new year. If you have any suggestions for things that you think we should read and talk about on the radio, you're also welcome to reach out. You can contact me at the Hudson Area Library at info@hudsonarealibrary.org. And if you're a young person listening and you are interested in joining Bound by Books, usually there are young people on the show. It's not usually just me, but we always are welcoming new members or guests. So if there's a book that you want to talk about on the radio and you are a young person anywhere from the ages of 8 to 20, feel free to reach out as well. But on that note, we're going to wrap it up for the day. Hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week in the new year to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading. We'll be right back.
Yeah.